So, I have this friend who wants me to do a commentary on Stardew Valley. So, here we are going to play. Let's bring up the game. It's not running. Let me put it. It's on my desktop, and of course, Audacity's right in front of it. So, there we go. Starting Stardew Valley. Click, click, click. Click, 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 click. You have the purple birds that fly across the green mountain. As it pans up to, say, Stardew Valley. I should have had a contest on what to name my farm, but let's do a new game. We want to make sure we're female. Because, yeah, there was a first recording. Where we accidentally were male. So we'll call it the Gangbang Farm for now. And our favorite thing will be our fans, not our listeners, just the ones that identify as fans. Okay, so we make our skin extremely pale because that's funny. And we'll do some funky level hair color of like turquoise, maybe? I don't know. A blue. I like blue. What style hair do we want? Not in our face. Not in the face. Not in the face. Okay. We'll just do the long hair. And change our shirt to black. And you can actually give yourself a beard as a female. Yeah. We're skipping that part. I've clicked on female. It's right this time. Okay. Let's go to the intro. Where the sleeping old man lies with the fire in the envelope. He looks kind of like Santa Claus in green. And for my very special granddaughter, I want you to have this sealed envelope because you are the winner of the next Emmy. And the envelope gets dumped in your inventory. No, no, no. Don't open it yet. Have patience. Don't you guys know me? I can't even fucking edge like I have patience. Now listen close. Because I'm going to tell you a secret, little girl. His hand like flexes like he's trying to grab something. There will come a day when you feel crushed by the burden of modern life. Isn't that today? Because I think it's today. And your bright spirit will fade before a growing emptiness in your soul. Because that's what the world does to you. It empties your soul. When that happens, my dear, you will be ready for this gift of my cock. Because that's what fills the emptiness in your soul. Now let grandpa rest. Incest is best. XX, I guess it should be 3X years later, but it's 2X years later. 2 porn years later. There's this nice little cubicle area and it's work, 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 work. And you got like Mario working. And then this redhead girl looks like she does jazzercise. And then somebody's been terminated. And there's Woody. The fuck? Dude has a cowboy hat on. And then you have Addie in the corner there. And some blue-haired girl. Wait, that's me. I'm the blue-haired girl. And I look kind of sad. I really, really don't want to be at work. I'm trying to sink down in my cubicle. And I remember that for some reason I brought Grandpa's note with me to work and kept it in my desk drawer because that's where you keep all your personal objects. Just move the dildo aside and grab Grandpa's note. Dear Jay Wild, if you're reading this, you must be in dire need of a change. The same thing happened to me long ago. I'd lost sight of what mattered most in life. Real connections with other people in nature and not online. So I dropped everything and moved to a place I truly belong. The Gone Wild Audible community. I haven't closed the deed to that place. I have the deed to the Gone Wild Audible community. My pride and joy, the Gangbang Farm. It's located in Stardew Valley on the southern coast. It's the perfect place to start your new life of gangbanging. This will be my most precious gift of all, and now it's yours. And I know you'll honor the family name, my dear, and get knocked up quick. Good luck. Love, Grandpa. P.S. If Lewis is still alive, say hi to the old guy for me, will ya? And yank on his weenus a little bit. Okay. Thanks. We now have to go to the farm. Farm. Yay, farm. Okay. Mountains and the grass goes by. And it looks like you're on a road. And then, wow, you're on a bus, I think. Yes, it's a bus with an arrow to point towards the door. This is the door. In case you wondered, all these windows aren't doors. The door is the door. Come on, bus. Stardew Valley, 0.5 miles away. I don't know what that is in kilometers, but you guys can figure it out. There's a bird. The birds annoy me in this game. Okay. Loading. There's bus brakes and a loud 8-bit sound. And I meet some girl named Robin. Hello, you must be Jay Wild. How does everybody know me? I'm Robin, the local carpenter. Mayor Lewis sent me here to fetch you and show you the way to your new home. He's there right now, tidying things for your arrival. This music is way too loud. I have to turn it down. Okay. Yes, the farm's right over here if you'll follow me. Can we watch her butt as she walks? Sure. Do-do-do-do-do. And wow, my farm is a fucking mess. There's shit everywhere. This is Gangbang Farm. Yay! I jump for joy and then have a drop of sperm above my head. What is that all about? What's the matter? Sure, it's a bit overgrown, but there's some good soil underneath that mess that you can fertilize with semen. With a little dedication, you'll have it cleaned up or messy in no time. Now you just want me to come here and work. What's up with that? It's not even cool. And here we are at your new home. Gangbang Manor. Oh, there's already somebody there. Ah, the new farmer, says Lewis. He's got a yellow tie and a mustache. Is he giving out free mustache rides? Welcome. I'm Lewis, mayor of Pelican Town. Really, Stardew Valley has Pelican Town. Okay. You know, everyone's been asking about you. How does everybody know me? What the fuck? Okay. It's not every day that someone new moves in. It's quite a big deal, like my cock. I don't look impressed that it's a big deal. So you're moving into your grandfather's old cottage? Yes, he asked me to breed here. It's a good house. Very rustic. Yeah, we're going to break it with the gangbang. I'm not sure this bed's going to be big enough for all of us. Rustic? That's one way to put it. I want to be included in the gangbang, says Robin. Crusty might be a little more apt. It will be crusty, Robin, I promise. Rude! And she's laughing. Ha ha. And I'm stuck between them. It's like a gangbang already. Don't listen to her, Jay Wild. She's just trying to make you dissatisfied so that you buy one of her house upgrades. I don't get dissatisfied often. Sorry, Lewis. Or Robin. She got mad. Anyway, you must be tired from the long journey and all the fucking on your way here. You should get some rest. Tomorrow, you ought to explore the town a bit and introduce yourself to all the sluts. The townspeople would appreciate that because they don't want the sluts in town anymore. They want them out on Gangbang Farm. They're tired of all the sluts in town. Hey, learn about your mailbox. Okay. I almost forgot. If you have anything to sell, like yourself, just place it in this box here. Put it in a box. Yeah. Put my box in a box for you, baby. I'll come by during the night. Oh, see, he comes by during the night and he comes by during the night to collect it. Mm-hmm. Lewis, you dirty old dog. Well, good luck. Have fun with those gangbangs. We're leaving you and your dilapidated farm now. Sorry, your grandfather didn't keep it up. He's, you know, has a little equipment trouble. Okay. It's saving my game. And yes, I do this normally with games. So yes, my bed is not big enough for an orgy. We're going to have to upgrade. Sorry. I have a present in the middle of the floor. What's the present? Parsnip seeds and a new journal entry. You received 15 parsnip seeds. Here's a little something to get you started. Mayor Lewis. He doesn't know what gets me started, but it's not parsnip seeds. Introduction. I met 2 people out of 28 in town. They must be anxious to meet the new farmer. I think they're all just scared of me. Okay, what's the other one? getting started. If you want to become a farmer, what if you don't? You just want to be a gangbanger. You have to start with the basics. You have to till the soil and then use a seed packet until the tilled soil sow a crop. Water it every day until the crop is ready for harvest. Oh, God, that sounds so sexy. I just want to farm you all day long. Okay. So I have tools and seeds and a fucking overgrown farm. And I've been told by people in the know that I shouldn't plant shit near my house. So we're going to take this scythe and go chop up plants. To make our way to grow our parsnip seeds away from the house. Doo-doo-doo. You get like fiber from plants. I think that's kind of funny. But there's all these weeds like right where I want to grow. So we're going to go ahead and chop these weeds away. Just chop them. Oh. Chop them with my scythe. It's so sexy to be a farmer. Oh, clear the weeds away, even though they grow pretty purple flowers. They're in the way of my parsnips. Move, weeds. Oh, I want to grow the real weeds. Now I have to get my hoe. And hoe the ground. I have 15 parsnip seeds. Okay. Oh, okay. I remembered from a tip from someone that I should always show tool hit location. And I also want to turn this god-awful music down. Because, yeah, that is just loud. Sound volume, ambient volume. But you keep that footstep volume maxed because that's the shit. Okay. Hoe the ground. Oh, yes. I'm just hoeing. Yes, indeed. It's so fun to be a hoe. Okay. I did not clear much of the weeds. I just cleared enough because I want to go to town. I love going to town. Go to town on all the boys in town, all the girls in town. All the old men with mustaches in town. It's just the shit. Come on, hoe. My hoe's not working. Oh. We'd give it a name, but we don't want to be mean. Okay, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. There we go. That's enough spots for 15 seeds. But we're going to take our axe and cut this tree down because it's annoying the fuck out of me. So it's right in the way. It takes a lot of chopping, and all the butterflies lose their home when you chop down a tree. It's kind of sad. All the purple butterflies just flit about. And wow, my little property looks like a penis. That's kind of funny. I hoed a penis into the ground. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Oh my. This is not shocking considering it's the gangbang farm. Let's plant our parsnips. And then we'll water them because that's what good farmers do. Since I don't have any men to water my crops, I have to water them myself. I need to get some good men to water my crops. And then I can watch them water the crops and that'll be fun. Okay, water the crops. Why do you have to stand on your tiptoes to water? I don't understand. I think it's hilarious. I must tiptoe to water my crops because that's how this works. Okay. Oh, watering is so hot. Ba-dum-bum. Okay, there we go. Watered parsnips, and I also learned to switch off my axe, or I try to axe all the people in town. So, which is funny, but not very, you know, conducive to making new friends. It is 11 a.m. on our first day. Man, I go near a box and it opens. It must like me. Okay. There's the bus. Can I get on the bus and go home? Nope. Won't let me. Damn it. Why am I here? You can just pick flowers in the park. Like, I don't understand. Like, I'm just stealing flowers. Like, nope, this one's mine now. Sorry. I'll take your flower. Apparently, you're also supposed to play in the garbage cans. Steal your flower. I will deflower you, child. Oh, come here and give me your flower. Okay. There's a lot of grass and trees and fences in the way. And for some reason, I can't plant a bush. I don't understand why. I can plant a bush everywhere else, but not here. I think they're prejudiced against me playing in bushes. Oh, here's somebody to talk to. Let's block you so that you talk to me. I love that. Marnie. Ah, Mayor Lewis told me you just arrived. I'm Marnie. That's all she said. Okay, talk more. I sell livestock. Oh, she's the chick with the animals. Yes. Animal care products, bestiality at my ranch. You should swing by sometime. Wait, you, stop. I want to talk to you and you went in the store. I guess I'll follow her in the store because she looked hot. Okay. She's got tight pants on. Stop, I want to talk to you. Leah! Oh, hello, it's so nice to meet you. She's smiling and like half drooling. It's kind of cool. You picked a good time to move here. Spring is lovely. How did she know I love that word? Oh, Leah, you flirt. And now I'm blocking your way. I should move so you can walk past. Let's go talk to the green-haired girl in the store. What's her name? Oh, Caroline. Hello, you must be Jay Wild, the new farmer. I'm Caroline. She sounds kind of... My husband runs the general store here. Have you met my daughter, Abigail? She's the one with the purple hair. Okay, uppity Caroline. Got it. Let's go talk to her husband. Maybe she's nicer. Oh, there's Abigail. Let's catch Abigail. Oh, that's right. I heard someone new was moving into the old gangbang farm. I'm excited to come out and visit. It's kind of a shame, really. I always enjoyed exploring those overgrown fields by myself and masturbating in them. Well, Abigail, come out and masturbate in the field anytime. You're cute. Okay. Store owner just basically opens the store and tells you to buy shit. So I've been told potato seeds is what I should start with. So let's get some potato seeds. Spend all our money on potatoes. There we go. 10 potato seeds. It's easier if you pound the keyboard. I like pounding things. It's fun. Okay. Out the store. There's a hospital next door. I don't think we need that yet. I'm not dehydrated yet. I haven't talked to enough people. There's a granny by the flowers. Sweet old granny. Let's see if she wants to come to the gangbang. She won't talk to me. Now I'm not shocked. Okay, there we go. Her name is Evelyn. Why, hello, and welcome to our little community, dear. You can call me Granny if you like. Maybe she does want to be invited. I don't know. Hey, you, stop. We want to talk to you, too. Jody. Oh, you aren't exactly how I imagined, but that's okay. I'm Jody. I get that a lot, Jody. You know, people just have this image of me, and it doesn't come out exactly as planned, so I'm sorry that I wasn't how you imagined. It's okay. You can still come to the gangbang. It's a quiet little town, so it's very exciting when someone new moves in. Having a farmer around could really change things. Really now. I'll plow your field any day, right? Okay. Here's a house and some butterflies. It's 2:20. I gotta keep an eye on the time. Apparently I'm supposed to play in the garbage cans. And look, I got seeds. Maple seeds. Like I need more trees. What the fuck? There's like so many trees on my... I can't even pick it up. Why won't it let me pick it up? Oh, I'm out of inventory slots. Okay. Then we'll stop picking stuff in the trash because we need to go back and make a chest. Okay. Oh, so that was our lovely first day in town. Oh, look, here's a little boy. Let's talk to the little boy. Oh, hi, a stranger. He tells me his name. I'm a stranger. And he goes, my name is Vincent. Hello, didn't your mommy teach you anything? Hello. And then he says, mama says not to talk with strangers, but you seem okay. So mommy didn't teach me how to do the right thing. I'm just going to be like, nah, she's good. We'll play later, Vincent. Okay. Who are you in the glasses, mister? Let's stop you. Harvey! It's a pleasure to meet you. I'm Harvey, the local doctor. He's a catch. I perform regular checkups. Oh, God, checkups. Ugh. And medical procedures. Oh, will you give me the hysterical treatment where you make me orgasm? For all the residents of Pelican Town. Oh, I know some people that need your help, Harvey. It's rewarding work. I bet it is. I bet it is. I hope you'll find your own work equally rewarding in time. You want to be part of the gangbang, Harvey? Then it'll be rewarding. Okay. Let's head back and make a chest. Because, you know, girl can't have too many chests. Okay. Back to my farm. There we go. Oh, stupid rocks in the way. Let's go to our crafting. I need to bash this rock because that's fun. Get your rocks off, guys. Okay. Escape. That's what it is. And we have a crafting thing, and I don't have enough wood to make a chest, so let's go chop some wood. Not with our hoe. Hoes make wood, not destroy it. Okay. There we go. Beat more wood. So much fun. These little mini trees, you gotta whack them a few times to make them explode. Okay. We have 25 wood. That's halfway there. Come on. We gotta reach our goal. Make him come. Okay. There's another mini tree. Oh, yes. There he goes. Okay. Oh, we'll do another big tree too. That'll give us lots of wood. We need lots and lots of wood from banging this tree over and over and over. And there we go. He exploded. Okay. It was an easy tree. And we're at 49. Oh my gosh. We need one more before to make the chest explode. I guess it explodes on the chest. Ta-da! 50. We have our 50 wood to make our chest explode, whatever. Okay. Crafting. Chest. Yes, we would like a chest. Even though we have one of our own. I'm placing you. Stay placed. There we go. Okay. This is weird. It's not working. Let's escape. Okay, there we go. We now have a chest. Let's open the chest. Nope, we have a chest in our hands. Put the chest down, Beavis. Come on. Place the chest on the ground. Oh my gosh. I fail at video games. Place the chest on the ground. There we go. Not in the best spot, but that'll work. Open says me. Walk away, come back, open. There we go. Apparently you have to walk away from things and come back to make them open. Okay, stone, maple seeds. Come back and go forth and come back and go forth. We're going to take that plant we stole from the park. We're going to sell it. Sounds like a good plan, doesn't it? There we go. We have our potato seeds and it's 7 p.m. There's no way you can plant these before it gets dark. Because we have to hoe and clear and, way too much work. So I think we're just going to go to bed early on our first day of farm hoeing. And our bed that is not big enough for a gangbang. Should we check the weather forecast for tomorrow? Maybe it'll rain. I would like the weather report, please. Welcome to KOZU5, your number one source for weather, news, and entertainment. And now, the weather forecast for tomorrow. It's going to be a beautiful sunny day. Oh, fuck you guys. I don't want a beautiful sunny day. Oh, fine. Beautiful sunny day it is. Go to bed. At 7:30 p.m. because I'm a farmer. Okay. And we sleep. It saves our game. It's okay. I'm watching the time too. And I got 40 gold for my flower foraging. Okay. Day one of spring, year one. Your progress has been saved. And there's that cock. I don't know where he is. I don't know. He just keeps making noise every time I wake up. I don't even have chickens. He's just there. Okay. I would have a hen house, I'll tell you. Let's clear out all the stuff and make another set of areas to plant our potatoes, which means more banging of trees. Yes, yes, pound that wood. Yes. Oh, it's gonna explode. It's gonna explode. Take cover, Arizona. There we go. Yes. Well, you have to pound the stump too. Make it a bloody stump, apparently. Okay. Our scythe to get the weeds out of the way. Dun, 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 dun. There we go. And then we have to pound some rocks off. It's always fun to get rocks off. And then we bring out the last tool you use in the planting. Well, I guess you use the water can last, but we'll pretend it's the last tool. And we hoe. And we hoe. Oh, and we hoe some more. Love that hoeing. It's almost as good as whoring. Oh, yes. There we go. You're a good little hoe, aren't you, Jay Wild? Hey, I picked up something that looks like horse manure. I don't know what it is, but it's in my inventory now. Let's see. Oh, it's clay from the soil. I like guys named Clay. Guys named Harry. Guys named Joseph. Guys named Bob. You know, all those male masculine names. Okay. Clint. That's a good one. Sounds a lot like Clit. I like it. Okay. One more potato seed. Now we water our plants because we're a good farmer. Our good little farmer whore. Old MacDonald had a farm. And they gangbang there every day. Okay. I just can't wait till I get livestock. That'll be fun. Then we can do beast farm shows. The donkey show. Oh, so good. I think I'm going to run out of water. I'm going to dehydrate before I finish watering my plants. Which one we go? Someone's poison the water hole. Oh, literally, I ran out of water with one plant left. What the fuck? Can I actually make it to the watering hole? Because there's so much crap in the way, or I'm going to have to clear stuff out. I don't know. Let's see if it's a maze. Nope, I'm going to have to clear stuff out. Beat some more wood. Beat some more plants. Just get me to the watering hole. Get me to the church on time. Because it's a shotgun wedding. Daddy's mad I got pregnant. Okay. Oops, wrong hole. There we go. I'm not actually pregnant. It's the wrong hole. Okay. There. Plants are watered. Oh my. And it's only 10:50 a.m. on the second day. What do I do now? Clear more of my farm or go talk to people? I think we go talk to people. We need more volunteers for the gangbang. I mean, I only got that Vincent kid. I've got mail. Open the mailbox. No, don't water it. You stupid bit. Okay. Open the mailbox. Don't axe it either. Goodness. Hello there. I just got back from a fishing trip. You should come down to the beach sometime. I've got something for you. Willie. Oh, I bet he's got a Willie. Because his name's Willie. He totally has a cock for me. I'm going to the beach. Fuck this. I need to go to the beach now. I need Willie. Hopefully he looks better than Lewis. Oh, hey, little girl. Stop, stop. I want to talk to you. You're blonde, which means you're dumb. There we go. Haley. Oh, you're that new farmer girl or whatever, aren't you? Oh, God, she's like a valley girl. Huh? Oh, I'm Haley. I forgot my own name. Because I'm too blonde to know what the hell I'm talking about. If it weren't for those horrendous clothes, you might actually be pretty. Actually, never mind. I don't do girls. Bye, Haley. Cunt. You're kind of bitchy telling me I might actually be pretty. I am pretty, bitch. Just because I'm not what you thought I was like. God. Hey, there's a dog there. I like dogs. Okay, the beach, I think, is this way. Let's go across the river and down this way. Hey, there's a plant. Can I steal that? I can. I love stealing. It's so much fun. They call it foraging. I think it's stealing. Because it's not like, you know. And they won't let me go past the bush. Of course you won't let me go past the bush. Girls, I tell ya. And I'm all fenced in. And you can't jump over this fence that's like up to my knees. But, you know. Can I go across the railroad track? Nope. I've reached the end of the map. Okay. I'm trying to get to the beach and I'm failing. This is not good. Let's go back to the bridge and go back across the bridge and look at the map again. Yep. Okay. I can get to the beach this way. Over there. Over there. South across the bridge and boom. It's the beach. We have a cutscene with Willie. Oh, he's got a beard too. What the hell? It's with all the facial hair. Okay, does make it for a more fun ride. Ahoy there, miss. My name be Willie. Heard there was a newcomer in town. Good to finally meet ya. And I'm undressing you with my eyes. And then he has to turn around and go, ah, I'm trying to unwind for a month out on the salty seas. You know what happens, make the seas salty. I'm just saying. Bunch of sailors out there, all by themselves. Mm-hmm. It was a big haul. Really now, Willie? I sold a lot of good fish. Don't you mean you ate a lot of good fish? Finally saved enough to buy me a new rod. He wants a penis transplant. Oh my gosh. So he's going to give me his old cock watch. Yep. I want my old fishing rod. It's important to me that the art of fishing, not of fishing, oh fishing, stays alive. And hey, maybe you'll buy something from the shop once in a while, like my crazy ass nasty stew. Thanks, Willie. I have a fishing rod above my head. You received a bamboo pole. It's the old bamboo. Never better than the old bamboo. And now he looks all disappointed because I have his penis. There's good water out there in the valley. In the hills, in the valley, in the hills. All kinds of fish. More fish in the sea for you, Willie, I promise. My shop's back open, so come by if you need supplies. I'll also buy anything you catch. If it smells, it sells. Really now? That's insulting, Willie. It's coming for free. That's what my old pappy used to say anyway. Well, your old pappy was a nasty man, I just want to say. And he goes back to smoking what looks like a bubble pipe. And his trash looks like it's seaweed and yeah. Okay. That took till 2 p.m. Wow, Willie, you're a talker. So let's go across the beach here and try to find our way out. What is this weird temple looking thing? It's like a stone oven with a koala on it. I don't know what that is. No clue. Oh, man. The things they put in this game. Hey, there's a guy. Let's stop him. Wait, no. No, don't walk past me. No, stop. I want to talk to you. You have cool hair. Oh, he keeps turning away. There we go. Hey, I'm Sam. Good to meet you. I look like my hair's on fire. Standing straight up because I'm too cool to comb it down. Good to meet you, Sam. There's an entrance to the sewer, but it won't let me in. I don't think they want me in the sewer. That's the naughty place. It's locked. It's where all the good fun happens, is in the sewer. They're so mean. Hey, there's a trash can. We're gonna sneak. There's nothing in that trash can. Okay, let's try the other one. Oh, there's a seed. A maple seed. Okay, we took the maple seed. Because we are living dangerously. We need to go north. cross the gap in the tracks, past the butterflies, onto the path, and back home. I will admit to playing this a little bit before I did this, because otherwise I would be fucking lost. I could not find my way around the map with like a note and my mom. It was bad. Okay. Oh, there we go. Let's put all our fiber and seeds and sap and wood and our fishing pole, our clay. We're going to sell our daffodil. It's 4:10 p.m. It's time to do some work around the farm. So yes, that is my take on Stardew Valley, and I hope that you guys enjoy the lovely gameplay that is Jay Wild playing video games. Yes, I actually do talk to myself when I play video games, but it's much more fun for an audience. There we go. That was a 35-minute audio. Okay, sorry guys. Hope it was entertaining at least. Yes, I know I didn't orgasm, but I did talk sexy at points. So I should say guys and gals, because I know one gal at least who's probably going to listen to this. So anyway, have fun. Thank you. Bye-bye.